Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the waning twilight of Earth's splendor, a dream of Exodus beckoned, the starry sanctum that promised salvation from our scorched home. Last refuge in the stars was humanity's clarion call, a swan song to venture into the cosmic expanse on wings of ingenuity and audacious hope. Alas, the grand odyssey into the abyss has faltered, grounding dreams into the stark reality of our ailing planet. The relentless onslaught of climate change, like a celestial behemoth, has not only besieged our terrestrial existence, but also sabotaged the technological marvels poised to be our interstellar arcs. From the erosion of launch sites to the unbearable strain on resources vital for constructing spaceships, the promise of greener pastures, light years away, is slipping through humanity's fingers. Beneath the arid skies, choked by unyielding tempests of sand and soot, engineers race against time. The Orion Spire, once a beacon of pioneering spirit, stands half-built, a ghostly framework of steel and ambition, its skeleton a testament to what could have been, a repository of human zeal now wilted. ENTEC, the leading power behind our celestial aspirations, publicly consented. Project deadlines are not just postponed, they're eulogized. Amidst the cacophony of despair, rogue thinkers give solace through radical bioengineering feats. They preach adaptation over exodus. Yet these voices are but sibilant whispers against the roaring tragedy of cascading ecosystems and ours, a civilization bleeding into oblivion. The colony vessels, their designs birthed from desperation and fear, dubbed the new Noah's Arks, are asphyxiating in a paradox. The resources to build lifeboats are vanishing as rapidly as the need for them peaks. The irony isn't lost on a populace that's trading the sky for survival, curbing ambitions of astronomical refuges to prioritize terrestrial triage, glimpses of otherworldly utopias teased through the media, a hologram of hope now fade before our screen-burnt eyes. The Pax Asteriae habitat, a conceptual Eden orbiting Mars, might as well adorn science fiction's shelves as it dissolves into disunity and fiscal abyss. Reaching for the stars, we grasped only at mirages, reflects Dr. Isis Marlowe, an astrophysicist turned ecological activist. Far above, satellites, silent sentries, observe Earth's emerald and azure transforming into embers and ashes. Their digital eyes, once eager to guide us across the void, now record the decline of a species entwined with its cradle's fate. With bated breath, the final chapter of this cosmic contingency wanes. Shall we witness a renaissance of Earth stewardship? Or are we doomed to languish in the spectral shadows of our former world? Only time will tell if ever a time comes when the unity of our kind will forge new paths to the heavens, or concedes defeat to entropy's embrace. The grim reality festers, an unsung eulogy over spilt rocket fuel and crumbling launch pads. Tomorrow's pioneers now salvaged through the ruins of yesterday's dreams. Humanity's flight to the cosmos, once buoyant with aspiration, now flutters, feebler than Icarus's fall. Looking up at the night sky, the stars seem to wave a silent vigil, a beacon of remembrance for the exodus that never was, for a future that may never be ours to claim in the high celestial beyond. In the ultimate paradox, the last refuge in the stars isn't amongst them. It may, after all, be rooted in the very soil we're desperate to flee.